UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I've talked drug humor on here before. I really didn't know.
And James Strebel.
Texas says, has Strebel ever heard of 420?
Yes, I know what 420 is. Ha ha ha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it here on this Tuesday. It is The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you. Our guy Mitchell Hannigan hanging out at the Papa John's Studios. Reminder, we take you until 6 o'clock. We'll have the 3 and 4 o'clock hours up on podcast very soon after the 5 o'clock hour, because as always, we are going to be going live to the Governor Andy Beshear press conference. Beshear is now not only a father and a married man and a leader of Kentucky who provides us updates at 5 o'clock every day that we take live and in full here on ESPN Louisville. He has also become a sex symbol, and the women are the mid-30-year-old women and maybe women in their 40s are swooning over. Maybe I should just say all women. Maybe we shouldn't bring age into this whatsoever.
Yeah, he's the new Channing Tatum. They're all,
That's exactly what he is. Yes.
Magic Andy.
reminder, we are, and Mitch, you tell me, we have played now Bobby V on whatever stats and Stratomatic, whatever the bleep that Bobby V is doing. Yeah. The bracket challenge is ongoing, and I am working with Nick and interns and other people to get something that we can put up on Twitter so people can follow this thing instead of a sketchy photo that he took on an iPhone 7S on Friday. Yeah, that he put on Twitter. So where are we, Mitch? We have had the first round has been conducted, has it not?
Yeah, so I know Locke and Bob announced the last part of the first round, the Virginia region, because Virginia lost. So that concludes the first round, so I believe the second round is being played tonight, and we'll have those scores tomorrow.
Okay, so we will be updating everybody on that. Again, we have a Steepleton's Gorilla Gold $1,600 value. We have a from Charlie Wilson's a Sealy Crown Jewel Queen Size Mattress Collection, a $1,400 value. Gift cards from Bluegrass Carding and Events. A Cox's Smokers Outlet prize pack, a 50-inch television from Forked Bank, catering spreads from Wing Zone and Witch Witch, art from Hex Head Art, a fan cave at our friends at Caesars Southern Indiana, a Dave and Buster's VIP party, a Four Roses bourbon package, and much more. So we're going to be doing all of that as we go, and it's all presented by Papa John's, UPSJobs.com, Coors Light, and Class Act Federal Credit Union. Thank you for all of that. 437-9680 texter, it's the Hoosier women who are the thirstiest for Andy Beshear. That coming down on the UPS Jobs text line.
Jealous. I guess that Governor Holcomb isn't doing it for him the way Andy's doing it for the ladies in the Commonwealth.
You just get so quiet.
I know.
You just get so quiet.
It just makes my job so much harder because I have to amplify it to make it sort of sounds good for the mixtape.
Yeah.
Just say it with your chest, Strebel. Just say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest.
Okay.
Quit being so damn meek.
Okay.
All right, Mitch, you tell me, are you ready? And we'll take some texts here, 437-9680. We're going to play some Cal sound here in just a little bit. He said something today that I'm not sure Kentucky fans get with, but I want to ask Strebel that if we can. So are you ready? Do you want to play the CBS theme music? What do we want to do here, Mitch?
Well, I just sent you a text. I don't know if I can play the CBS music and the sounds from the
same. Oh, that's
same
a great
computer.
Point. You want me to?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay, hang on just a second. Yeah, you sent me that, and I didn't know what you meant, so hang on just a second. CBS College Basketball. Boy, this is good radio. This is good radio. Let's go to Strieble here for, in just a second. Go.
Sure. All right, so just everyone out there, here is the early top 25.
Wait, someone's FaceTiming you. It looked like someone was FaceTiming you.
No, it was back.
Who is that?
So, actually, it's one of Kellen's friends.
Answer the phone.
He has
answer the phone right now. Answer the
phone.
They're
doing a video chat.
Answer the phone right now.
Well,
answer the phone.
Okay, answer. They don't want to. That's like
his is that little, Kellen?
Actually,
who is that?
He and his little buddies are doing.
What's that?
A messenger. Like, they're doing a video messenger. All his little friends are. Hey, Kellen, are you there?
Kellen. Kellen, it's Andy.
I think they're all. Oh, those are his. There's Nathan's grandma. Hi, Nathan's grandma.
A grandma just popped up on the screen, yeah. Mitch. A grandma just popped up. He's trying to close that app immediately. Up. Boy,
this has been the best 5 minutes of radio that we have ever done.
A woman's face just popped up, and she looked confused.
Yeah, it was Nathan's. It was one of Kellen's
who's,
friends.
No one knows who Nathan
it's one,
is.
It's one of Kellen's friends.
I figure that's the case, but just so knows who Nathan
yeah.
is. You saying, oh, it's Nathan's grandmother.
Yes.
Is, I mean, like, I know what you mean.
Well, it's there's a messenger thing for kids, and so Kellen misses his friends. So they all get on this messenger app, and they FaceTime each other, and they play video games together. So that's what that was. I get the updates because I'm the parent that controls it. So anytime they have their FaceTime calls, I'm alerted that they're doing that. That's all that was. You want to go for my we had the music. Look at that. Check that out.
I'm ready. Hang on just a second. All right, so this is the music. Yeah, but Mitch, this is going to be difficult. How do we sound? Because I'm going to have to be able to anchor this. So can you hear this music in the background at all?
Yeah, I can hear it very faintly. Sounds good. Let's roll.
Sounds good enough. It doesn't sound good. You're just frustrated with technically. This is what it sounds
everything.
Like. Yeah, everything sounds like this. Okay, so let's get it going. It's the sound bracket here on The Take on ESPN Louisville. The best, the worst, all of the mixtape nonsense that we have had over the last year. Here are the – I'm going to turn this down actually a little bit. Here are the four regions. Are you guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
Here are the four regions. Let me bring up this. Hang on. Boy, we're really ready for this. By the way, let's not do any music because this is going to fade and I'm going to have to, like, figure it out on the fly and
right.
everything else. All right, so here we go. In the on the upper, let's see, the upper left, the top left, in the Midwest, if you're looking at the bracket, the one seed in this particular region, it's the Caller Emily region.
There we go.
And the one seed is represented by this sound.
First, we have a special caller on the line. We're going to go to Emily. What's up?
Oh, Daddy, you put me on hold for other callers. You nervous? No,
well, I'm not, Emily. I'm not controlling the phones today. I'm just. Mm-hmm. I saw your name pop up on the screen, and I was trying to mentally prepare myself. No.
Sorry, can I say that?
No. Well. Oh, this is a.
So I go to the boat again. Do you want to meet up again?
Not tonight. I got have plans. I'm meeting a friend at a restaurant, and we're gonna have a beer or two.
Okay, I guess I'll meet you guys there.
No. No. Yeah. Yes. That's where it is. That's where it is.
Guess I'll text you and see where I should meet you.
We don't have each other's numbers.
Oh. That's what you can say on air. If that's
now,
what you're
Emily. No.
Yeah,
she's so
wink,
good.
Wink. Tell your wife we don't have each other's numbers, Dad.
Emily, no, no, don't do that. Don't say that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you want me to lie?
Yeah. No, there's no lies. Everybody's no. No,
right. We don't have each other's numbers.
We don't. Yet.
Don't worry about it.
That's, I'm sweating. Like I'm like pouring sweat right now. Oh, good.
Ooh, me too.
No, not because of that. Just oh, so you, Emily.
I'm so into it.
Yeah. You have a lovely night, Emily. We appreciate the phone call. And
you too. See you in a little bit.
No. No. Have a good night.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye. Bye.
I'm like, I am.
The next time Emily calls in, I'm videoing the whole thing.
Facebook Live.
Because been, you people do fun. Not understand how flustered and red James's face is right now.
Like, I don't know what to say. She said a B word, but I don't know if you can. I feel like I just ran a marathon. Like, I feel like I just ran the mini marathon or a full marathon. I'm sweaty. I'm breathless. I can't see straight. My blood pressure. I might have a heart attack. If I have a heart attack, call the ambulance, please. Let's talk to Big Blue Jer.
All right, so there it is. That is Kansas. That is the upper left. That is the Midwest that was going to be played in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And there you go. The caller, Emily, who will be throughout this bracket at different seedings, but obviously that one of the haymakers of the last year. Again, the sound bracket, we did this last year on the Midday Rush, but I took that. That's my brainchild. And so we will be having some more updates on this. The plan is to unveil it this week and then next week start to play the games. I want Bob to get a little bit ahead of us.
Sure.
So we can do this in regions and that sort of thing. I don't want to catch up to Bob. So we may try to catch up for the Final Four. I think that's how I'm going to try to play it out here.
Sort
so
of stagger hours.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah. So, okay, so there you go. Emily, you okay over there? Your reaction is always.
Every time I listen to that, and I've listened to it now probably.
Many times.
8 or 9 times at least. And it still makes me very uncomfortable.
It should.
It makes me. But she does a great job. She's really good.
Dayton is in the East. The lower left in the East is the Cooper Hassan Turtle region. That is the lower left, okay? That is the East. I believe. Well, you know what? I should look. We need to go look. I believe that is Dayton. I may have these teams a little bit wrong because it's Bob's thing. Boy, that's
a good one.
Boy, that's a mixtape entry right there. It is. Do you have Bob's thing in front of you, Mitch?
I mean, good God. Yes, I do.
Okay, so who was in the upper left then?
The upper left is Baylor.
Okay, so that was Baylor. Caller Emily, that was Baylor. Okay, that's what I thought. And then the next one in the Cooper Turtle region is who, according to Bob Valvano?
The bottom left is Dayton.
Dayton. Okay, so this is Dayton, and you may notice a theme here. Strebel, drunk at Bourbon and Beyond, calls into the take, and hilarity ensues yet again.
No. Let's go live to Bourbon and Beyond with James Strebel. James, good afternoon.
Andy.
Yes.
The Flaming Lips are on right now, and they're terrible.
Of course the Flaming Lips are terrible. They suck. Of course they suck. Why are you watching them? Why aren't you? What are you drinking? How many have you had?
I've had a lot of water, Andy. A lot of cold, Dasani water. I'm replenishing my fluids with a lot of Fuji water, Andy. Fuji water.
How much are you sweating, though? Tell us. What does your shirt look like? Is it completely sweaty?
I think I can see the Mona Lisa on my chest, Andy. It's like artwork.
Well, I have a surprise for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, get the phone close to your ear. Emily is on the phone. Caller Emily, who is usually on the post-game shows, is on the phone. Emily, talk to your man, James Strebel, now. Go.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Emily. Hi. I'm really sweaty right now. It just happens when you're out in the sun all day. I'm drinking a lot of water. I'm staying hydrated. I hope you're doing well. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Are you drinking a lot of White Claw? Because my girls and I are right now getting ready to come down there.
Well, I'll probably be with the married guys over in the married guys section, but I appreciate the thought. And I hope you have a good evening, Emily.
The married guys section, where's that? We should hit it up.
You got to get a bracelet. You have to have a bracelet to get in it. It's very exclusive.
I have a lot of bracelets. I'm sure I can figure it out. We're coming down to see the Foo Fighters. Are you going to be over there?
Yeah, I'll be at the Foo Fighters. I'm ready to see all their songs, all the good ones.
Me? Or what? I'm sorry. I've heard a lot of White Claws with my girls over here. We're all about to come down there. Can't wait to see you. We're finally going to meet.
Probably not, but good journeys to you, Emily, and I hope you have a good time at Bourbon Beyond. This is James Triple. Live from Bourbon Beyond. It's very hot out here. Very, very hot.
Oh. Very hot. I'm going to make it hotter. I can't wait to see you in your Mona Lisa.
Well, have a good evening, Emily.
Hey, you too. I'll see you down there. I'll see you in a little so bit.
Cringeworthy.
Well, probably not, but okay. Thanks. I'll see you later.
Oh my goodness. That was so bad.
And so
that's
good.
Kansas.
Man.
Or no, excuse Dayton. Me. That's Dayton. No, that's Dayton. There that's you Dayton. Go.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, this is really well done by you. These are the sounds of the year. These are the sounds of the year.
All right, the one seed in the South, if you're ready for this. By the way, Mitch messaged me. We may have got something mixed up, but it doesn't matter. We're going to thunder through here because people don't care who wins or the seeds. They just want to hear the sound.
Yes.
So the West is the upper right. It is the Louisville Lock region.
Yay!
Okay, and that is Gonzaga. Am I right, Mitch? It's the Zags.
The upper west region is Kansas. The lower right region.
Okay, we'll fix
Zags.
It. Don't worry. We can fix it.
We'll
it out. That's fine. We'll figure it out. Here is the one seed in the Louisville Lock region. It is Bob reading Antonio Brown's tweets.
No subject. I jack my duck on your back. I slept with you in bed. Duck your knowledge, batch. I've been all pro before I even knew you. You hit me up online, batch, crying. I didn't hit you up. You never left my house. Since you had hotel, you feel asleep on my couch. Duck out of here, my baby mama. Trick your dumb bass. Blast me, you're a failure, telling everybody you own a gym. What you gone blast? Don't trucking right my phone lean, batch. Thought it was easy to get a come up. Using God alias fake bass how. You and yo mama thought y'all hoes had a come up truck out of here. Don't write my team. And here's the second one.
That was just one. I went on like 50 journeys there.
I'm right. I mean, that's what artists do. This one is, thanks for giving us control of your life for 3 weeks. Next time you and your mama plotting on a come up, make sure all you hoes pick the right man, dumb bass hoes. Somebody you already trucked your mama controlling your life. Like she gone, help the come up. That's a particularly powerful passage. You failed at gymnast. You a nobody. Me, blacked out, a laugh about this spit. Me bussing on your back. I'll let him know when I'm bored. You a disgrace to little girls. You a failed gymnast living in the past at your mama house with your mama. Lucky I showed up. Sorry. Lucky I showed you around. You're welcome. My baby mama know a weak batch when she spot one. You played yourself. Laughing smiley faces. Let's see if we can break that down.
That's man.
Oh my goodness. It's haymaker material, is it not?
My heart's thumping.
The last three sounds have been magical.
They really have. Hopefully they all advance.
All right, so we'll have to see if we have this entire thing cut. This is the next one. All right, so this was the main one. So, again, we have the Caller Emily region, we have the Cooper Turtle Hassan region, and we have the Louisville Lock region. The final region, the AG region.
Okay, there we go.
We know the AG listens to the show.
Yep.
We know she likes the mixtape. So we have made her a region. She is, I believe, the south, the lower right, if you're looking at a bracket. And the one seed there is Diener's Meltdown at Derby last year, which is absolutely eligible for the sound bracket this year. Go ahead.
Don't break your phone, man. I know you. You're holding it together well right now.
No, I'm not.
You're better than typically how you'd handle things, so. We'll figure it. We're gonna figure it out. Be optimistic.
I mean, I've got the video. The video is up on ESPN 680. Let's see.
Video has sound.
Yeah, but it's really it's not arable for radio. It's not. I mean, we have proof that it happened.
Can it be enhanced at all?
No, it's not a Bond movie. No, we can't do it. So let's talk about something else.
Okay.
You're gonna need somebody to come by and make you another mint julep this early, man.
I'm about 50.
Yeah. Here, I'll give you a hug, man. I know you're not an emotional guy. There you go. Yeah, so
you guys host. I don't know. Some one of you.
A horse I want to get.
Or what? So is anybody called or texted? I mean, just for flying blind here. Is anybody?
Not yet.
Damn it.
A horse I'd like to.
Billy, give me your three horses you like.
I mean, I'm done. Finished. It's over. I mean, does the computer work well enough to play the music early? I'm finished. It's a wrap.
I have no idea you're finished.
Curtis, it's nice to be with you today, brother.
Billy,
it's a wrap. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I'll be back here a couple times. I won't be on, but I will be back here.
Okay.
I'm going to try to. I'm going to go buy Drew some flowers.
Always nice to see you.
And then, yeah, it's always
you're
a pleasure.
You're a ray of sunshine.
Trying to be right
there
now.
There you go.
The music, Ma. Where's the music?
Hey, yo, cue it up worldwide.
It's over. I'm done. I'm finished.
Me and Billy over here.
I don't
here.
Care if we play commercials.
Hey,
Sweeney. Like it's the B show.
Hey, Sweeney, it's a funeral over here, man. Come save me, please. Come save me, brother, please.
Billy Reid's a star.
Oh, he is. That has a little bit of everything.
It does.
To me, that's like the mid-major. That's Dayton. If we're being honest, you know, it's a mid-major. It's not going to win the national title, but it deserves it because it was at the beginning of the year, which is when Dayton got all of their wins.
Yep.
And so, you know, we finished the sound bracket early April, and that happened early May, the first weekend of May, Derby Week last year. And Diener's angry. He has a right to be angry. Perrin's in the middle. Perrin gives a hug. Billy's laughing.
I'm
involved. Worldwide is choking at the board as a producer. Doesn't play the damn music. Diener's done. Everyone loves when Diener gets in a bad mood on the radio, right?
It's a selling point for that show. When Diener gets mad and runs collars or yells at somebody or says, you know what, just play the music early. Yes, that's what people want to hear on the Diener show. In the analysis, of course, but mostly Diener being mad at people.
No, not the analysis. This is what they want.
This is what
people want. Occasionally, they want the analysis. Now, do you guys, and Mitch, I'll play this back here. Do you guys want to hear some of the ones that did not make the cut?
So this is like
if we came up with an NIT, these would be ones that made the initial cut from thousands of sound to, you know, not making it. I mean, they just didn't make the field, only 64 sounds. I mean, we have about 64 sounds, if not more, every single week.
Sure.
So you have to think of, you know, 54 weeks or 50 weeks, whatever it ends up being, different weeks, all the different sound. And by the way, you know, we'll probably, if something happens in the next 24 hours or so, that might sneak in as like a 16 seed. So do people want to hear this? What do you guys think? Is that what we should do here?
I have
a Calipari segment that we can do here.
We got some time.
Okay.
We got some time.
We do.
Yeah.
I want to
hear the Floridas and the IUs.
Well, listen, this is going to be difficult. So hang on. Here's a Bobby V one.
A boar has a corkscrew-shaped penis, which fits into the corkscrew-shaped cervix of the sow. There you go. Sweeney's loving this somewhere. This is making more palatable the stream being down, as we once again have worked animal reproductive organs into our Wednesday show.
New York Mike, let's you and I meet at the Deja Vu and discuss this.
Whoa! I've never heard that one before.
I bought so much stuff for Christmas from Fantasy and all those.
From what?
You know, Fantasy. Don't you ever shop on there? They've got clothing and Amazon.
On Fantasy?
Stuff.
What is Fantasy?
Well, it's sports gear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. It didn't sound like sports gear.
No, it is.
Okay.
And
I'm scared to Google that.
So I'm not, I think I'm through for a while.
Okay. All right.
So at another picnic table, about 30 feet away, there's a gentleman sitting with his lady friend sitting on his lap. And we are witnessing from behind. He is publicly groping her in a very blatant way. Is that the best way for me to describe that?
Cupping.
Cupping. Yes.
That wasn't no cupping. And,
well, Cooper has seen the video.
That was no cupping.
Andy, his hands were all over her derriere.
Are you going to be a customer here? Or are you being pressured into this?
Well, no, I hadn't been pressured into it. I don't mind doing that. I've been cutting my own hair for about 18 years. So.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Cutting your own hair?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How does one learn to do that before there are YouTube videos?
I don't know.
That?
I just I didn't want to take the time to go do it several years ago. So I just got some clippers and started cutting it. So I always said, you know, if you screw it up in about 2 weeks, you can't tell anyway. So
what number clipper are you then?
I use all, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8.
Oh,
use all the cards, man. Okay. Use them all, yeah.
So you're still, when was the last time you cut your hair?
I think it was this past a week ago. Our bye week.
Yeah, okay.
Our bye week.
So you're not superstitious now, right? You'd have to.
No, just whenever you get a little bit long, I just cut it.
Like, how bad the first time when you screwed it up was it? Like, was it noticeable?
It probably is, you know, but I try not to look at it. You know? You know, the worst, I think, was about 4 or 5 years ago. I kind of gashed it in the back with the clippers.
Oh.
You know, I kind of lost my concentration a little bit and did that.
Makes $4 million a year.
Yes. A little bit shorter and try to fix it, you know, whatever. But, then my wife tries to fix it in the back. I can't really see in the back very good, so but it's probably not the right thing to do, but I've been doing it so long now, so I just let it roll.
Ho, 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 everybody. I know it's not Christmas anymore, but it's never too late to do your Sam Darnold impersonation.
Oh, that was so good.
267-9680. We're going to get to a break. The UPS Jobs text line is 437-9680. Join us this morning, won't you?
Join us this morning,
now, what did you write down? Why Jason Entz can't call one of the U.S. women's soccer players wifey? I don't understand what this means, what you wrote down. No offense.
You read it. We have Crean read it.
We'll have intern Crean read it.
Crean,
let me give you my mic.
Why I reacted when Jason Entz called a U.S. women's soccer player wifey.
Oh.
Wifey is an amateur porn star.
There you go.
I haven't heard that one before. Entz, what are you doing, Entz?
Let me tell you this, if it's not a woman, or like, if dating is off the table, I will talk to you. I don't care. I have no shame.
Why are you scared of women?
Because I'm afraid of women. I don't know.
But if you're going to start being on Drew's show now, you're going to have to change things up.
Like what?
I don't know. You and Dina are going to have to make this a segment.
What, that I'm afraid of women?
Yes.
On Mondays with Perrin Johnson. That'd be great. Boom. Segment idea.
Perrin Johnson can help you.
I'm already killing it already, and I'm not even starting.
Would you go on a double date with Perrin?
No, because Perrin would take both chicks home.
But there's no reason to bash Kentucky. I'm so distracted by what's going on. Mitchell's face. He's just got a big grin on his face right now. He does.
The Janet Jackson, would you mind a dance? That's what you need to search.
Yeah, yes, yes. Everyone out there, search that right now. I don't know if it's up there with J-Lo and Shakira halftime show, but it's pretty good. And I'm watching the reflection of this guy. Oh, he's very happy about what's going on, what's about to happen. Here she goes. Oh, boy. He's excited. He's pumped.
I'm giving the play-by-play.
That's a lot of pressure to put on that guy.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Oh, he's screaming. Here she comes. She's on his lap. And she's hugging him.
Because you have made this the least sexy moment ever by you doing your crappy play-by-play.
As well, I could do better play-by-play, but there's some certain things that I don't want to say.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
John Bowl.
You ever dream of that Nicole Kidman? You ever dream of that Nicole Kidman? You ever dream of that Nicole Kidman?
Oh, I love that, man.
So that's a good little ditty. I hope, does anyone find that funny like we do?
I think that's fantastic.
Does anyone find that funny?
I'm hoping the text line is enjoying that.
Oh, the text line is enjoying it.
Of course they are.
Texas saying Bob wins. I think Bob does win. But we'll see. It's the nature of the tournament. We'll see what happens.
It is. You know, funny things happen in the tournament, but boy, that Antonio Brown Instagram whatever was, it's being read by Bob is magical. I mean, I can't say it my favorite part is because it's
there's so many. No, if you told your favorite part, another part would get angry at you.
That's exactly right.
There's no good way to do this. We will transition into a live read, the fitness market.
Yay.
On my treadmill as at least 4 or 5 days a week, if we can here, as we are quarantined. Now, yesterday, obviously, was the final day to go in store, but the fitness market is still open for pickup and curbside delivery, okay? They are fully stocked. They're ready to go with treadmills, ellipticals, rowing machines, spin bikes, and much more. They're there to help you. I believe I saw Chris Weider say here very soon they're going to be back in stock with weights. So they are there to help you. They can offer personal sales over the phone. They can do video chats if you want as well. They'll load the machines into your truck, whatever it may be, at the plant side drive location. Give them a call today, 882-2694, 882-2694. They're also offering curbside delivery as well. Go to the website, thefitnessmarket.com. Again, thefitnessmarket.com, or give them a call today, 882-2694. You can go pick stuff up at their plant side drive location, or they still are offering the curbside delivery. So it's the Fitness Market. They've been around now for more than 20 years. If you have any issue with your machine that's in your home right now, maybe you have an old treadmill that's not working, they have the treadmill medic. I'm not sure they can go into your home, though. I don't know if I should be promoting that. But obviously, when everything slows down, we'll be able to do that as well. By the way, Trump had some interesting thoughts today, maybe a little bit sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point today. Yeah. So again, thefitnessmarket.com, thefitnessmarket.com. They put on Facebook today, I believe, that a bunch of treadmills just came in. So they are fully stocked. If you need something, they can help you, and they can do so. Thefitnessmarket.com, 882-2694. Let's take a break. I have a question for Strebel in our final segment before Governor Beshear here on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Have you seen the crowded Assembly Hall? Are you? I mean, and that's coming from a Kentucky fan, because have you seen the crowd at Rupp? But have you seen crowd?
It's an old crowd.
Yeah, IU fans are younger. They're not going to. Have you seen?
And James Strebel.
IU's not a cool program. It's not like the young kids are like rushing out to buy IU gear. Settle down with that. IU's young fan base. Get out of here with that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it here on this Tuesday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. As always, the ESPN Louisville app. A reminder, Governor Andy Beshear will be coming up at 5 o'clock as we go to his press conference every day on all ESPN Louisville stations, 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Also, reminder, we are at my house, normally in the Papa John's studios. Use the promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to papajohns.com or the Papa John's app. My wife is walking around, and so I got thinking, Mitch, that we need to have her hear the Lachlan McClain purity soundbite. We need to find that and get a reaction to that.
Yes, we do. That's one that made me uncomfortable.
It should make you uncomfortable. That's the whole point of the sound is to make you uncomfortable. We will do a sports segment here at some point. I'm not going to be able to find it. Mitch, can you help me? Do you know what it's called? What's it labeled? Do you have any idea?
Talking about his daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can pull it up.
Oh, here it is. I found it. Yeah, I found it. Nikki, do you want to come over here? This is 30 seconds of your life. You have to give a reaction. This is Lachlan McClain. Everyone, take a listen. Here we go.
Text line, have Locke's daughters brought boyfriends home? How have those experiences gone? You could do a whole show on this, and probably will need to in the coming weeks. Obviously, my youngest has not. She's only 14 and is not yet, thank goodness, interested in that part of life. My oldest has brought a couple boys home, but I've always been I'm not that dad that's going to try and intimidate, and I'm also not that dad that's unrealistic about my daughter is going to remain and pure until her wedding day. I mean, come on. I'm just hoping she has enough self-esteem to make good decisions. That's my goal in life.
All right. Do you have any reaction to that live on AM Sports Talk Radio in Louisville on a Tuesday?
He sounds like an honest dad, honestly. I mean, he sounds like an honest dad. I have no ill reaction towards
that. There we
All
go.
Right, there we go.
She's backing Lachlan McClain.
She is. She's
you get
Lock.
Out of this house. You get out of this house if you know what's good for you. Leave me and the animals.
You got the dogs and the cat, yeah. Right? Which I still haven't seen the cat.
Where is the cat? She was upstairs hanging out with
okay,
you.
Okay, hanging out with you. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're loud. She's not into being loud.
Yeah, I'm particularly loud, too, so I'm sure.
Yeah, she doesn't want a part of you screaming and yelling.
She likes what you're doing. All right, there you go. Absolutely. Yeah, you need a work buddy. You need a work partner.
Who's your work buddy?
I have three work buddies.
Who are your three work buddies?
Oh, my three children.
Do you have a work wife at the school?
Oh, that's a story. Do you want to hear the story?
Of course.
Okay. So years ago, it was after the Christmas party. My wife didn't attend because she had to work.
Oh, boy.
And we went to a local bar.
Mitch, you know where this is going. What a great story.
And there were two of my coworkers who are both happily married were arguing over whether or not I was their work husband. Like, she was like, no, he's my work husband. The other one was like, no, he's my work husband. And I became very uncomfortable and I left. And then so on Monday, they're like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, it just wasn't the conversation I wanted to be a part of. So, long story short, no, I don't have a work wife because
but you kind of did. It sounds like you had two work wives. You had wives, plural.
Yes, I was a polygamist.
Wow,
the work wife polygamist. But I did. I left. I got very very.
So do you have one now?
No, I only have one wife, the real one. I've never asked my wife if she has a work husband. Apparently, she.
Well, she got asked out by
she
a doctor.
She got asked out by a doctor.
I think we kind of
so,
know the answer.
She probably
does. I think
does.
That was her way of telling you that she did have a work wife. I think that was
yes.
the exact reason.
And I don't want to know the particulars, so no. I don't ask her. I just leave that alone.
Mitch, what does your face look like right now?
I was honestly expecting more from the story, but I know.
Really?
It,
you're
yes.
disappointed?
I'm a little bit disappointed.
By Strebel's story. Wow.
Okay. Well, yeah.
John Calipari thought Kentucky could win the national title. I want you guys to take a listen to this, and I want you to respond here on the Take on ESPN 680.
This was really difficult because of how this team came together and the vibe that this team had. I believe me, going in, I speak my mind. I felt this was a vibe that my best teams had had. Things that happened down the end of the stretch, fate intervenes sometimes good, sometimes bad. How do you respond to it? This team and individuals on the team responded so positively that it was crazy. Our energy, our vibe, their togetherness. I looked at my staff and said, guys, we could be winning this whole thing. And so as we went to the tournament was more or less, all right, let's tighten everything up. Let's make sure our energy is high.
All right, so John Calipari now, every time he has spoken publicly, including today, telling us even more and more how he was talking about his players, at least his staff, about, hey, we can go win this thing, talking. And again, they lost, to Tennessee, but you can lose late in the year. The 2012 team lost late in the year. The
right.
Louisville team in 2012, they made the run to the Final Four. I'm sure there are other and many examples. And if Kentucky was going to do that, they lost to Tennessee and gave up that big lead, in the final, 15 minutes or whatever it was to Rick Barnes and company. The question isn't, does Calipari and his people believe that to be the case? Because part of me finds it to be very convenient that quite literally when Cal cannot win the title is when publicly he first starts openly talking about winning the national title.
Right.
So we have talked about that on the Take here on ESPN Louisville. The question that I have is, do Kentucky fans feel that way? Because I don't believe that's the case. And what I believe is that is happening, I believe Calipari, and this is not shocking, as he is like Rick Pitino and transforming even more so into Rick Pitino, all he's doing is embellishing,
yeah,
is what I believe. But I don't know that I feel that Kentucky fans feel that way, because otherwise, and they're crushed, but they would be even more crushed. Does
right.
that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I feel like the narrative with U of L is easy. It's, we don't know now. It confuses things even more with this year and with Chris Mack going forward. And then you throw NCAA stuff on top of it.
Right.
And it's like, what the bleep? What are we supposed to think? With Kentucky, I felt like they were good. I felt like they were a three seed. And I felt like there would have been some people that would have went all in. Maybe it's Dick Vitale. Who knows?
Right.
He did so last year. That goes all in with Kentucky. I don't feel like that I'm getting that the fan base automatically, when the tournament was like, hey, we're not running the NCAA tournament, that everyone was just lock, stop, barrel. Is that what it is?
Lock, stock, and barrel. Yeah,
yeah, that everyone's all in on, yes, Kentucky is, you know, very much so in the like, they're in the conversation, but I think everyone's confused about this year's tournament.
Yeah.
So we don't know what to think. And I think some Kentucky fans feel that way, but I think John Calipari is putting it out there much so, more so, and doubling and tripling and quadrupling down more so than what the fan base actually thinks. And maybe he's trying to sell everybody. What do you make of that?
That's a great point. As far as Kentucky fans, I don't think they were all in on this team winning a national title. I think too many variables had to fall into their lap for that to happen, primarily that Ashton Hagans would have bought back in and been fine. I think that's the number one thing. And then, number two is just the role players. You know, you had to have almost Herculean efforts by E.J. – not E.J. Montgomery, but Nate Sestina, Keon Brooks, and Johnny Juzang to win that game at Florida. Can you consistently believe in that night in, night out in this tournament setting where you had to have those guys show up and be big-time contributors? I don't think anybody had the belief that all three of those especially, but two or three of those guys would have shown up on a regular basis and contributed in a high-level fashion. So, no, I think Kentucky fans – we're thinking, look, if we get a two seed and had a decent bracket breakout for us,
yeah,
then yeah,
we could. The last two years,
that's another thing.
And that's
exactly
that's when you add the last 2 years and you
right.
say, now what do we believe?
Exactly. And as I did start the article today that you suggested yesterday, looking at the NBA caliber
Wait,
guys.
You wrote an article today?
I started it, yeah.
Oh, on Sea of Blue.
On Sea of Blue,
gotcha.
Yes, and I credited you. You're
Thank
on it.
Thank you.
But I just looking at those teams where he went to Final Fours and was very successful, and just the number of NBA guys, and you look at this team, and really, there's only one surefire NBA guy on that team. That's Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, the over-under on NBA guys is probably, is it 1.5? I mean, I don't know, besides, you know, between if Emmanuel Quickley goes, whether it's now or next year, whatever it may be, Emmanuel Quickley, Ashton Hagans, Nick Richards, there's one guy out of those three
yeah.
that's an NBA guy that's going to stick. By the way,
probably,
I thought
yeah.
he sold Nick Richards as much as anybody.
Oh,
he talked
sure.
about Nick Richards today, and I think Cal was doing his shtick with Nick Richards the most, and I would say second most was Ashton Hagans.
Yeah, as far as
I would say, if we went with those two,
yeah.
were the ones that he was already doing his early on sales pitch to the NBA.
Well, this is if
right.
this is what this program is about.
Right.
Nick embodies what we do here with
right.
player development. Oh, absolutely, I agree with that 100%.
Here is Cal talking about the four or five guys being involved in the NBA draft process.
My guess is 4 to 5 guys would probably test the waters. They changed the rule. That I wasn't on top of, that you can now declare for the draft every year you're in college, and if you choose to go back, it doesn't hurt your eligibility. It used to be, after the second time, you had to stay in the draft. Now you can do it every time. So I don't know how many will test the waters. We haven't gotten to that point to talk to them. My guess is 4 to 5 of them will.
All right, so that – and Cal talked about, you know, what's the NBA going to do when guys can't work out, what kind of effect is that going to have, staying in shape and everything else. So that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, he talked glowingly about Johnny Juzang, who obviously is going to be there next year as well. You want me to read some text here?
Yes, absolutely. We need to hear some text. It's been a little while.
Texas says Strebel doesn't think a team that dropped a 17-point lead against Tennessee would have won the title, LOL. Texter says Strebel has a caller wife.
No.
Texter says one real wife and a side.
No.
Texter, Strebel and the sister work wives.
That is kind of funny.
Texter says, do Round Daddy's work wives make him keep his shirt on at all times as well?
Well, I'm not ever in an opportunity to remove my shirt at work, so yes, it's always on. Yes.
Texter says, has there ever been a trophy created for the winner of the sound bracket? It's a fantastic question.
That is a good question. What kind of trophy could we have?
I don't know, but a texter at 425 when we were playing all that sound says, Billy Reed in assless chaps. That's all that it says. At 437-9680. Texas says, Round Daddy's such a honk, Calipari could probably fart in his hand, throw it in his face, and he would just sit there and smell it.
I disagreed with Cal. What are you talking about? I'm the guy that said, I don't think this team could have won a national championship. I just said that. What's honkish about that? Me disagreeing with Cal. Yeah, it does happen. You numbskull.
Go ahead and read your research,
sure.
Your top 25 research.
All right, so.
Reminder, in about 10 minutes, we will take a break here in a few minutes. The Governor Andy Beshear will have his press conference, as always, live and in its entirety right here on all ESPN Louisville stations. Go ahead.
All right, so two early top 25 lists. ESPN, I put the number one team on each one just to see. It's mostly the same teams over and over again. So ESPN had Villanova as number one, UK number five, Virginia number eight, no Louisville, no IU in the top 25. USA Today, number one, Gonzaga. Virginia number three, Kentucky number four. U of L and IU both also considered for the top 25.
Okay, now who is that? Who is the second one?
This was USA Today.
Gotcha.
Sports.
Okay.
All right, this is NBC. Number one, Villanova again. Virginia number five, Kentucky number seven. First time for Louisville, number 16, according to NBC.
Okay.
No IU just missed the cut, according to them.
I think Indiana with Christian Lander, if you put them preseason back end top 25, I don't think that's a hot take.
I agree.
Continue.
They're right there on all of it. Right. Then Stadium, number one, Baylor. UVA, number six. UK, number eight. This is Jeff Goodman, so he had Louisville at number 15.
Okay.
No IU. And the last one, you're like the last one.
Yeah, but what I find interesting is the two that have U of L have them midway through the top 25. They
right.
don't have them at number 25. They have them, like, solidly inside the top 25.
Agreed, exactly.
And then the other ones don't have them in there at all.
This will be your favorite
okay,
one.
Okay, who's this?
This is the Aaron Torres KSR top 25.
Okay, so Kentucky 1, Kentucky 2, Kentucky 3, Kentucky 4, and Kentucky 5.
Number 1, Villanova. UK number three,
okay.
Virginia number seven,
okay.
No U of L, no IU.
Okay. Well, why were you snarky with that one? That's not a hot take not to have Louisville in.
No, I just thought you think it's funny that I had KSR on my list, but I was searching for preseason top 25s, and those were the five best I could find.
Texas says one real wife and a side of strudel.
Strudel.
Texter says, I'm sick and tired of Matt Jones. That liberal bleep licker needs to be expelled from the state. Texter says, LOL, Strebel's a guy that shook Cal's hand and about passed out.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I can't disagree with him.
Texter, beers with Beshear at 5 is a thing at our house. That coming down to 437-9680.
I like that. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Texter says, the sound bracket trophy should be made to look like a microphone constructed with feces.
No. It's an honor.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Is it an honor?
It is an honor. Heck yeah, if you win the sound bracket, that's a hell of an honor. I'd be proud if one of my sounds made it.
Do you have any signing off remarks here before we probably need to take a break here? Anything?
No, I'm just thanks for having me at your house again.
There you go.
It's been a lovely time here two days in a row, and I'll be back on Thursday, I believe.
Okay, well, there it is. Strebel is signing off here on ESPN Louisville. We'll take a break. We'll get a simulcast going. Andy Beshear's press conference. We'll do that live next right here on ESPN 680-1057.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Has Larry Vaught seen the Jamal Murray video?
Multiple times.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There would have been a no-touching policy.
And James Strebel.
I don't care how old they are. I'll enjoy them either way.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
One day he went about 45 minutes, and so we just had some time on the back end there. Boy, all of this is going to be for the mixtape. We're back at it here. I believe now we are simulcasting, which is why I love how Mitch Menace is like, why are they playing my open? Why are they playing my open? We are simulcasting here now, I believe, on all ESPN Louisville stations, as we have now for the last week or so. It is ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Governor Andy Beshear's press conference is set to start here shortly. Usually it's right on time.
Yeah.
And so we are ready to go. We will play that historically. I should say historically the last week or so. He has been about an hour or so, and he's always giving different information. He'll give a little bit at the beginning, a little bit in the middle, and then at the end the Q&A usually has a few items as well. So we will get you ready for that. And that's coming up here. Whenever Eric Holcomb talks and has a press conference, we will be playing that as well. He's the governor of Indiana. We'll play that here on ESPN Louisville. Do want to remind everybody, coming up on Thursday, another great game in NCAA tournament history. We'll have 2005 Illinois-Arizona at 8 o'clock. Coming up on Friday at 8 o'clock, well, the 1983 national championship game between NC State and Houston. On Saturday, we'll have a doubleheader via Westwood One beginning at noon. 2006 George Mason UConn followed by Duke and Butler, that national championship game. Governor Beshear is at the podium. We go out live here on ESPN Louisville.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.